I am not going to say anything.
No, yeah. I mean, Kyrie's going to retire if anything goes wrong. He said earlier if he got traded, he would retire. If he has to get the vaccine, he'll probably retire. He's just one of the most, fake woke people in the NBA, frankly. And it's just, here we are. So.
He's just incredibly, I think we talked about it before. He's contrarian to the point of just being kind of a dick, right?
He's a contrarian without a cause. Yeah, he what are you doing this for? Like, just your own ego? Like, I don't quite understand.
No, I don't understand. I don't know if he knows what he's doing. He's just shooting from the hip. It's been a very interesting fall from grace for Kyrie Irving. You think of that moment when he hit the game-winning shot to give Cleveland a championship, from that moment to now, it just how people view Kyrie Irving is just completely
Complete
nosedived.
180. Yeah, it's not good. And it's just because, maybe it is how the media portrays him, whatever, blah. But I think now you're at the point where, that's normally a concern for people. Like, oh, the media doesn't portray Kevin Durant very well, right? But then you look at Kyrie, and it's like, yeah, the media doesn't portray him well, but he also really brings it upon himself, right? Like, he makes these choices and says these things. Like, I think about one of his first games as a Bostonian, right? And he's like, fuck off at reporters, right? Like, it's just the dude, is not, I don't know, he's soft, he belongs with Kevin Durant, frankly, but it's just he can't take criticism and he will not listen to anyone else's opinion but his own. So it's just kind of like, okay, how do you
What do you
deal with this
do?
guy,
Yeah, what do you do? And
right?
what can the Nets do right now? Harden and Durant need to sit him down and be like, yo, you need to take the shot because there are five teams in the league probably as good as us. We need all three of us to potentially win a championship here, right? I don't know what's gonna take, but this is disappointing to say the least, though not surprising.
Is it's not surprising. I would love to see behind closed doors what KD and Harden actually think about this, right? Because essentially Kyrie was the one who, when he was talking to KD, right, when they were free agents, and he said, yeah, let's both go to New York, and it was the Knicks at that point. And then he was like, yeah, I really want to go to the Knicks, and Kyrie's like, well, I just signed with the Nets, so either you're coming here or you're not. So, and now he does that. KD's like, oh, all right, I don't really have a choice, I guess. So he does that, and now Kyrie basically is like, yeah, like I don't really want to do this anymore. So if you're KD, you gotta feel slighted, and I almost feel for the guy, to be honest with you. Like, he agreed to team up with this guy, granted he's got Harden now too, I guess, his old teammate from OKC, but
You just gotta
it's
get
not
Russell Westbrook from LA and we can just reunite that
the
big
OKC
three.
part two. Yeah, I'm cool with that. It was, if there was, if we swapped out. Actually, even right now, it's a lot of Celtics hopeful players on the Nets, right? Because there were always was speculation about Harden, and then KD almost signed with us over at Golden State, which a lot of people forget about. I still
Yeah,
hold on to that
don't
as
remind me.
I know I'm not sad or anything. I'm not crying about it, but I definitely cry myself to sleep about it every night. And I mean, I don't know, man. It just seems like I would not want Kyrie anywhere around my team. And if you had asked me that 4 or 5 years ago, I probably would have said, keep him forever.
Oh,
So, like you
yeah.
said, that fall from grace is unbelievable.
I remember the day he got, tr or the day after he got traded, I was working in
Yeah.
Boston, walking off the train. There was a bus with the new NBA 2K game. He was on the cover, and I was like, that's our fucking guy right there.
I
We
love
got
that.
that guy now. We're gonna definitely be competitive and maybe win a championship, especially when there was Gordon Hayward and Kyrie coming. I was like, no doubt we're gonna win a championship,
Right.
and
Those two plus Al, plus at that point we didn't really know what we had in Jaylen Brown and Tatum, but we didn't even have Tatum yet, actually. Or we did, but he was just drafted. But even still, yeah, we had no clue what we had. So now, man, if Kyrie was less of a psycho and still on the Celtics, I would die to see what we would be doing right now.
No, because he is very talented, but I think at this point, the Nets
Yeah.
can't even trade him. He's just completely
No. It's untradeable.
radioactive. And it sucks. It sucks. But all right. Well, let's segue to the Celtics. We got some COVID trouble of our own, despite vaccinations.
Ironically,
Yeah. So what do we got
going? Oh, that's not great, but we have Jaylen Brown last week or later. No, earlier this week? I don't know. Anyway, he got COVID, which is not great because we all love JB. He's the one of the focal points on that offense, aside from Tatum, essentially. Probably your number one guy, aside from Tatum.
Yeah.
And then now, as of today, Al Horford has COVID. So Celtics are kind of like, okay, like a little bit of a mini COVID outbreak coming here.
Yeah.
And I know Al has the shot. I'm not sure about JB. Mm-hmm. But I feel like we would have heard it if he did not have it by now. So I feel like maybe
he... Yeah, because he definitely like participated in like media stuff. And
That's true.
I feel like you couldn't do that if you didn't have the shot. So hopefully the shot works as intended. They get COVID, but they're not like, you know, too sick from it. And they'll be able to come back in short order. But yeah, not great when the season's literally about to start.
No, I agree. And I mean... The good news is Jaylen will probably be out of quarantine by the time the season starts or very close to it, so he might miss one or two games. Mm-hmm. I think Al's going to be out for a little bit. So we're going to have to rely on Rob Williams, assuming he doesn't get COVID, knock on wood, to hold down that center position, I guess. I don't know, man. I don't like the way that's trending, though. If it was just JB, one isolated case, sure, whatever. But now it's spread to Al, who's been around the team for the last couple of days. And now it's like, oh, now he has COVID. So it's like, okay, who else is going to get this?
Yeah, and it's so hard, especially like NBA locker room. You're all very close. You're fucking playing. You're practicing together, breathing hard on one another. Like, it's tough if one person gets
Indeed.
It to not have, like, everyone get it. So
Surprised Marcus Smart doesn't have it because he's all over the place. He's, you know, he's probably one of the biggest hustlers out there. Again, knock on wood, hope he doesn't get it.
Right.
But I probably just jinxed him. So if we find out the next couple of days, it's my fault. Sorry, Marcus, my bad. But yeah, I think I would like to see everybody back and healthy for the start of the season, but I'm getting increasingly unsure if that's going to happen or not.
Yeah, we'll see, and we'll of course be monitoring it as it goes along. Any other COVID talk you want to get into?
Man, I hope not. I don't think so, really. I don't know. Like you said, I think 99.9% of the league probably has their shots by now. I don't know about Michael Porter Jr. I want to check in on him because I know he was a notable anti-vax guy for a while. But, you know, I hope that nobody is, like, really derailed from COVID. But
yeah, we want fun... competitive basketball with no one having to miss time because of this. So
yeah, it's the same as like you don't wish an injury on somebody. It's the same thing. So because you don't know what COVID can do to you long term. So fingers crossed that everybody's good, you know, like hopefully it stays as good as possible for as long as possible. We don't lose anyone big over it.
Exactly. So yeah, anyone listening who hasn't gotten a shot, get your shot, go out there. I just got the booster. So I'm you know, compromised. So if I've seemed draggy in these the two that we filmed, that is why I am very tired.
Oof. Noted.
All right, Jack, where can they find you online?
Best place to find me is Twitter, and that's @Jack_Tiernan. I've got Celtic stuff coming up, especially as we start the regular season, and Red Sox, of course.
Awesome. So follow up there. You can follow me on Twitter @TheBigBlueMar. It's me on the RR channels on Twitter @LookingGoodSport or @WGEverything on Instagram, LookingGoodEverything, Twitch at twitch.tv/LookingGoodEverything. On TikTok as well, search LookingGoodEverything, and soon search LookingGoodSport. I'll include like a link in the description once that gets all set up. So yeah, follow us in all those places. Jack, thank you so much for your time.
It's Ryan, you too.
And we'll see you all.